Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to the Divine Word of God, brought to you by Reverend Eugene Stevenson, host pastor of the New Jerusalem Baptist Church of Alexandria. Now let's go into a service already in progress.
First sentence. This is all the work that all of us in here are going to sign.
Amen. Say that again.
We have a very appreciative sermon, and our scripture was 1 Corinthians 3:13, for we are labors together with God.
Right.
Is that what you said?
That's it. That's the book of
Corinthians. First Corinthians. But we're going to 1 Samuel.
1 Samuel.
Chapter 17.
Amen.
We'll read from 31 and 45, and I will be through.
Amen.
1 Samuel chapter 17 and verse 31.
Amen.
And when the words were heard, and when the words were heard which David spake, they rehearsed them before Saul. And he sent for him. And David said to Saul, let no man's heart fail because of him. Thy servant will go and fight with this Philistine.
Mm-hmm.
And Saul said to David, thou art not able to go against this Philistine. In other words, Saul saying, don't be ridiculous. That's what he's saying.
All right.
To fight with this, with him. For thou art but a youth, and he a man of war from his youth. He'd be doing this for years. That's what Saul telling David. And David said to Saul, thy servant kept thy father's sheep. And there came a lion and a bear and took a lamb out of the flock. And I went out after him and smote him and delivered him out of his mouth. I'm going to read that again. And I went out after him. Did you get there? I didn't get there. And smote him and delivered him out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by his beard and smote him and slew him. I'm talking about lions and bears now. The God Almighty. Thou servant slew both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he had defiled the armies of the living God. David said, moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said unto him, unto David, go, the Lord be with thee. Now drop down. I'm not going to be dog. Let's go at 42. And when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him. That means he cussed him out. For he was but a youth and rooted and of a fair countenance. 43. And the Philistine said unto David, am I a dog that thou comest to me with staves? And the Philistine cursed David and his God. You know we in trouble now. Oh, Lord. And the Philistine said to David, come to me, and I will give thy flesh unto the fowls of the air and to the beasts of the field. Then 45 said, then said David to the Philistine, thou come to me with sword and with spear and with shield. But, now that's something that's going another way now, but I come to thee. In the name of the Lord, ladies.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Mary's baby. Born in Bethlehem. Amen.
Amen.
I'm gonna tell you this. The battle is not yours.
It's the Lord.
It's the Lord.
Nope.
It's the Lord.
It's the Lord.
That's somebody in him. I didn't want to preach. I had somewhere else to go.
But God put you there.
But God is telling somebody in here,
right,
whatever you're battling with,
mm,
It's the law.
Well,
I don't know who I'm talking to, but I know I'm talking to somebody.
Because
God don't make no mistakes. You see, I'm A and I'm Z. I'm Alpha and Omega. That was a rich man one day. Came to Jesus, Matthew chapter 19, chapter Matthew. Go with you if you enjoy our Bible. 16 verse. And he said, good master, what shall I do to inherit the kingdom of God? Now he's rich now. But he knew that he had to leave that behind one day. And Jesus said, keep the commandment. Love the Lord God with all my 19 chapter Matthew.
Read my command.
Think about 16 verse. And the Bible said, oh, I kept all that. And Jesus said, now you lack one thing. Go sell all you got.
All right,
and give to the poor and come follow me, and I'll make the riches in heaven.
We couldn't do that.
That's what some of us did. We want to hold on to the possessions. And Jesus said, how hard it is for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. It is better that a camel can go through the eye of a needle than a rich man. That's the Bible. That's scripture. But back to the text, the Bible that I chose.
It's the law.
It's the law. Here we have, in this chapter here, the children of Israel fighting with the Philistines. And we all have a Philistine giant every now and then we fight.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but I know I do. Satan comes sometime unaware.
Yeah.
You ain't got to be doing nobody no wrong. You ain't got to be doing nobody else either. But Satan don't come and knock on your door every now and then. I'm talking to somebody. Yeah. I know I'm talking to somebody. You may not want to hear it. Because the truth is, like Jesus said, I am the true vine. St. John 15:1. And my Father is the hook. That's the book said. So now, I'm trying to help somebody let you know that the only what God said will relax. And my sister Dean was talking about the Sunday school. You know, we have a good Sunday school.
Oh, yeah, wonderful.
Amen.
Yeah.
I just want to keep on teaching the word. But I tell the text. If you look in the first part, I don't know who made it, but the Philistines and the children of Israel was finna fight. Arm against arm. But the Philistine had a giant. Now y'all remember when we used to come up and say, who you think you are, Mr. Big Stuff?
All right. Hey, who do you think you are, Mr. Big Stuff?
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Why that guy was so old and sad? Oh, y'all know my dad. I mean, Humpty Dumpty still on the wall.
Humpty Dumpty. Oh, yeah.
See, we were in the school. We didn't have no cell phone. No iPad.
None of that.
All we had was love. We had marbles. And we had gas.
Let me get some.
Huh?
You ain't lying.
See, I'm from old school. And old school was the best way. That was Jeremiah 6:16. He said, thus says the Lord, stand here in the way and seek and ask for the old
way. Oh, that's a good way. Oh,
which is the good way. And walk there.
That's right.
I met somebody on his first Sunday of June.
Yeah.
See, whatever happened back to the text, I don't know. But now Saul hasn't done something wrong. That's over in the 15th chapter. What we can buy. So God told Saul to go and kill all the Amalekites. We appreciate that food, which is gone. But he spared the best. You know, he kept that for himself. King Agag and all that. That's where it started from. But if you go back to the 13th chapter and the 14th verse, you can't fool God in no time. Now I'm talking to you. God told him in the 13th chapter, 1 Samuel 14 verse. He said, I got a man after my own heart.
That's my own heart.
Samuel in the 16th chapter was mourning for Sodom. He loved it, Sodom. You know, we look at the outer appearance of people. God said, I don't look at the outer appearance of man. Now, let me tell you something. God said, I look at the inside. See, you don't look like it. And we look at the outside and say, ooh, I know that's the man. That's the woman. Nuh-uh. You got to ask God. Yeah, but what y'all say, it's the real thing. That's what God wants. Real thing.
That's what he wants.
You don't want nothing fake.
Yeah.
You don't want nothing fake. Yeah. I've been doing this a long time, but I'm trying to tell you, every time the devil come at my tree, I have to shake him off. I see that no, I be shaking off because I know that the devil is I'm on the devil's hit list, and you be his too.
Yeah, right. That's when you get close to Christ.
The more you seek the law,
the more hell you will get.
I'm going to talk to
you. Oh, yeah.
So anyway, as the text go on, the Bible says, Jesse's baby son. Now, God had already told Samuel, I got a man, go and seek Jesse. I got a king there out of his family. And Samuel, that's in the 16th chapter. You're going to go read it. The 16th chapter says, Samuel, sister me, went down there and he laughed and all them parts that passed by. God said, I don't want them. I don't want none of them. He said, well, bless me. I don't look bad, but. He said, I got one out of the field.
That's
what goes wrong with Psalms 23. I heard him say, the Lord is my shepherd. He said, and he makes me lie down in
green pasture.
I'm talking to somebody up in here. And he said, yeah, you know, I walk.
We
walk in every day. Runs everywhere. Don't everywhere. I'm talking to somebody. Got all kind of confusion in the homes.
Yeah.
Satan and let loose it. Satan know he got brother. Remember they say brother shout.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Because he know his time is near, and he know that the God he served, he bewitched him long time ago, because that was God's right hand man. Lucifer was his name.
Yes, sir.
That's in Isaiah chapter 14. Yeah. And it's in capital letters.
Amen.
But here, the devil and came to the children of Israel.
Yeah, yeah.
And Jesse had told them to go out and take these cheeses, and that's in the 16th, 17th chapter. Go out and take these cheese and raisins and corn and all that. And he didn't say take, he said run. And take this to your brothers.
Yeah, yeah.
But when he got there, he saw this old big tall. Bruised on 40 days.
Yeah.
40 nights.
Yeah,
this giant aggravated the children of Israel. And let me get on something. See, when you're in sin, and sin is in you, you can't fulfill your obligations for God.
Now,
sin was separated from the relationship you have with God. Because the Bible said, for all have sinned. Romans 3:23. But also in Romans 6:23 says, for the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God.
Boy,
y'all ain't hearing it, but the gift of God. See, Saul had done some sin, so he cannot fight the battle that he's supposed to be fighting. So he's running.
Yeah.
This ain't about future. I don't read the Bible. This ain't about future. Look at that. Me, I'm telling you what you're doing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, Reverend Carlos, the Bible say Saul began to hear what the great chief boy was telling.
All right.
He said, he told the men, go and get him. We just read it. Don't get him. I want to hear what he got to say.
Yeah.
But don't forget, I don't care how big he is, I don't care how small he is, but if the Lord got his hand on him,
yeah,
you better give him up. Actually, see, Ask Joseph. Joseph was in Potiphar's house, and the Lord blessed his house because of one man, Joseph. And his brothers, you know the story.
Upright man, Joseph.
His brother put him in a pit. Because jealousy stuff. Let me tell you something. See, I'm not jealous of no guy. I'm not jealous of him because he preached. I just want to do what the Lord said and do it in my way. Because let me tell you something. Jealousy will kick you out of hell. So back to the check. So we say, where we started? 17:32. And when the words were heard, 31, which David spoke, they rehearsed them to Saul. But Saul couldn't do the boy. He was crooked. They wanted him because of his looks. And old folks see looks can be deceiving.
If it ain't look good, it ain't good. If it ain't shine, it ain't good.
I know another song that fits with this. David said, for the rising of the sun and the going down of the setting, the Lord thanks should be for
you. Yes, sir.
Psalm 113, verse 3.
Go ahead,
man. Lord, help somebody up in here. Tell them that. Let me tell you something. Whatever you do, give God praise. If you eat, say thank you, Lord. Well, somebody ain't got to eat. Even if you use the bathroom, say thank you. Well, somebody say you got to eat.
Hey! You're right, man.
I was walking with President, my President, Fry. You y'all be hey, we were walking. I said, come on, let's walk. He said, all right, I'm trying to lose weight. But you got to preach Joseph Franklin's anniversary that Sunday. Well, we got to walking. He said, wait a minute. I kept on walking. I said, come on, brother. But let me tell you something. Exercise is good for you when you can do it. He said, I see why you up in that pulpit shaking, because I know one thing. I got to keep my body in tone because I know that the Lord used me in my life. He can't use me with all kind of
old stuff. Oh, no. Come on. Oh, no. You want to make it right? Oh, no.
Praise the Lord. Yeah. I love a baby. Good friend of mine. My president. But let me tell you something. Come on, let me tell you something. And David said, 32. And David said to Saul, let no man's heart fail because of him. In other words, don't be afraid of this uncircumcised. Oh, whatever you battling, I'm trying to help you this morning. Don't be afraid of what the doctor said. The doctor said you got cancer. The doctor said you got sugar diabetes. The doctor said you got a lump in your breast. Don't be afraid of that. Turn your face back to the Lord. I said, Lord, you heard. You heard. All right. Somebody, yeah. Let me say now. Said, let no man's heart. I'm trying to help somebody because whatever we all got issues.
Yeah.
Let me get on that. As long as you live in this clay vessel, you're going to have some trials and you're going to have some tribulations. But I thank God. He said, I've overcome. And you overcome too. But we're going to go through some things. If I say from 23 and 48, though I walk through the valleys of the shadow. When you go out there, somebody watch.
You're right.
That's true. Knowing how many steps you're going to give me a car, everything else. You may not see him.
But they see you.
They got their 30 people.
Yeah. I got one problem for you, real. Stop it.
I'm talking to somebody.
Real. Stop it.
I'm talking to somebody up here. I'm talking to somebody up here. Look what happened.
Hey,
yeah. And 33 said, and Saul, look what Saul talked back to him. He said, you're going to fight the Philistine. And Saul said to David, thou art not able to go against this Philistine. You don't know if he gave you a son. He's trying to discourage you. But David, the one thing, the law would be with that lion and that, but we were walking up there, and the old lion said, war, you know. I said, I got them by.
Hey, something? Old Baal? Y'all know about the big old Baal.
Amen.
But David said, they don't come after me. I run behind it. And this ain't no man. This is a boy.
Yeah,
the Lord. But the Lord. Y'all not getting it. Yeah. But the Lord.
Yeah.
Is with. I'm going to say it again. But the Lord is with. Because Jesse began to tell him, say, I don't have but one more here out there in the field. And God will take you from the outhouse
to the in-house.
And put you in the in-house. Right. Am I talking somebody there?
Yeah.
I don't know where I'm coming from, but I know God will sustain you if you just keep your hand in the.
Yes, sir.
Let the Lord.
And they say, he said, don't be ridiculous. That's what he's saying.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't go against this man. This man been doing this. The three say, this man been doing this for throws and blows. That's what he's saying. But like I say, I told you about the river, didn't it? Humpty Dumpty, sit on the wall. Humpty Dumpty, have a baby. All the king men and all the king horses couldn't put Humpty Dumpty.
Yeah, that's right.
Y'all remember that? No, I remember it. I still remember it. You go to school saying that.
Yes, sir.
South Bay Daniel Rich. Yeah. Yeah. In the Sunday school. You know about Sunday school? I'm good.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. And David said to Saul, thou servant. Look what he said. He said, man, he said, servant. Yeah. See, that's what I want to be. You do. It's a servant of the Most High God.
Yes, sir.
They ain't going to come up on me just like they're going to come up on you.
Yeah.
But you got to know how to use your wisdom and knowledge of the Holy Ghost to overcome your situation. You cannot fight the battle by yourself.
No, you need
the Holy Ghost with you.
Yeah.
Holy Ghost, where you at? That's what God said. Holy Ghost, come and teach you how to do this. Teach you how to teach you how. Well, even the doctor's office.
Yeah.
When no doctor gave you a bad report, say, Lord,
yeah.
I know what the doctor said, but what you say?
Yeah.
What did you say?
What did you say,
Eugene?
Amen.
Tell us about
it. Oh, Lord, I'm talking to somebody that's wrong. The battle
is
not. The servant, what do you say? Kept his father's sheep. And there came a lion in a bag. It ain't just one of them, it's both of them. Good God Almighty. Now you know we're going to take our money and run the fuck. Ooh. A lion chase after you? A bear? Mm-hmm. I'm going to let it go on, but I got a prayer partner that I pray with in the sheriff office. Keep my plan right there. Over to you. We pray every Tuesday. He said, Reverend, I want you to come to my camp. It's over Tuesday. I said, let me see. So I look at the thing. Yeah, I said, oh no, I can't come out
there.
I don't think we got catfish on top of catfish. I'm not coming out there.
Bad, you know.
He said, oh, you can throw balls in there. I said, no, I'm not coming. Because it got bad. I'm still a bad. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to say, but I'm still a bad. I don't know about y'all, but I'm still a bad. I'm going to let them go about their business. But David said, I ran behind it. You understand?
Yeah.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
And there came a lion of bear and took it out of the river. Say, that's right. And I went out after him.
That's right.
He didn't come out to me. Oh, no. So Lord saying, if he did this for his father Jesse,
yeah.
I know what he'll do for me. That's why he said, I got a man after my own heart. Because God remembered his soul, his heart was after the sheep. Don't let nobody steal the sheep. He had shown up, won't let nobody steal my sheep. In other words, God said, if my sheep hear my voice, heart not your heart.
Heart not your heart.
Hold up. The battle's not yours. And the devil, look what say, and I can't preach it off, it's getting late. And, Sister Carl, delivered it out of his mouth, and when he arose against me, I caught him by his beard and smote him and slew him.
Yes, sir. Yes.
God, man, that's a little boy now.
Yes, sir.
That ain't no man.
Oh, no.
I looked at that and I started to jump up and down. I said, good God Almighty.
Yeah.
What kind of God do we say that made the sea stand still? Made the blind walk. Made the lame to walk. Took spit and put in the man's eye. What kind of man is that? He didn't want to come up to, I don't think that open you chest, but they want to go up to the Pharisees and the Sadducees. And they told him, he said to him, they said, who give you this authority to do this? Matthew chapter 27 verses. And Jesus said, I have something to say to you. The baptism of John. Was it up here? Or was it up here? They turned to themselves and thought shoo-shooing it. You know how they do shoo-shooing. And they say, we can't tell. You know what Jesus say? I can't tell. Jesus was shrewd.
Oh, yeah.
That's why they say, can any good thing
come out of
Nazareth? Oh, Lord.
Come out of Nazareth.
Nazareth was some shrewd people. Jesus didn't look like no white Jesus. I'm gonna raise the problem. Hey, now that's just a bunch of bull crap.
Oh, yeah.
His head is half a white like wool.
Yeah.
His eyes is a flame of fire. Yeah. His feet were like fine grass that has been burning in the fire. But that's how he looked.
Yeah.
Jesus didn't look all like, you know.
Tell it, pal.
See, the truth is a lie. The truth set you free. Say John 8:30, you say, you should know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Let's say, thou servant slew both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he had defiled the armies of the living God. This boy knew one thing. I know God. I know what he can do. But I read about my ancestors, how he made the Red Sea stand still and the children of Israel went on dry ground. I know how he did Jehovah's effect when they was in trouble. I know that. So I know if he delivered it, did that to them, for them, he'll do it for us. Because the children of Israel was in trouble. That's what I'm saying. Sometimes we get in trouble and we can't see our way through. But we can't say them long prayers. I'll fall for John, I'll be thy name, I'll be thy name. That's how Peter did. Peter didn't say no word. Peter said three words. Lord, save me.
Save me.
That's how we hear sometimes. When you get in a good situation, you don't believe in my father, and I believe in our father, you believe in the prayer. Go and say, Lord, save me. I need you to come. I need you to come and save my family. I need you to come and save my child. You know, the children get some devilment sometimes, every night. Oh, yes, they do.
Yes.
All right.
Save me.
Amen.
David said, moreover, the Lord has delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear. He will deliver me. There's no faith kicked in.
Uh-huh.
The Bible says, Hebrews 11:6, for it is impossible to please him.
Yeah.
He that come to him must believe that he will, for he is a rewarder of him. I'm trying to help somebody let you know that you got to have faith whatever you're going through and tell, say, Lord, I believe that I got enough faith that you're going to bring me out of my situation. The battle is not yours. That preacher said to his son, Lord, the battle is not yours. It's the Lord. Philistine said unto David, go. That's what Saul said now. See, Saul should be doing it, but he full of sin. He can't do it. That's what I'm saying. When you full of sin, you can't do nothing. You be full of sin, you can't praise the Lord like you want to praise him. And you be looking at people in church. You know, you be in church, and somebody coming up down praising. You be sitting there looking all praise at yourself. But you be doing all kinds of praise and stuff at night. You know, and you can't praise the Lord like they can. I don't talk to somebody. You know that too. You be sitting up there looking at all the because the Bible says when praise goes up,
blessings
come down. All of us in here want some blessings from the Lord. Right? I know you do too. But you got to try to live, bro. You got to try to tell people what thus said the Lord, even on them jobs. You know where the devil hang out in the little jar?